I'll be honest with you. It wasn't that bad of a game. Like, in the pantheon of disasters that we've seen this year, was it as bad as blatantly letting Malik Nabers run all over your ass for a half before putting Denzel Ward on him? No. Was it as bad as Amari Cooper's majestic? At this point, it's turning into the greatest play ever in NFL history, right? It was a majestic moment where Deshaun uncorked a beautiful pass into the loving hands of Amari Cooper, and he gallivanted all the way to a touchdown. Not so fast, because Nick Harris was holding, allegedly. Nope, wasn't that bad. Wasn't as bad as getting dusted by a rookie quarterback, no matter who that rookie quarterback is. Nope, wasn't really that bad. And there were a couple really cool moments. I thought Myles Garrett's block of the field goal attempt was awesome. Just a word to the Eagles there. Number 95, you probably shouldn't let him just go through the middle of your line like that. Again, that's maybe for next time. Just keep that. But to see Rodney McLeod, who, listen, guys, I know Rodney isn't like one of our favorites because he's only been here for so long. He's more of an Eagle than he is a Brown. To see that guy score two touchdowns this season, that's a pretty cool way to cap off a career in what overall is a pretty craptastic season. So there were some good things. I've heard people want to try and spin, 10 for 10 towards the end of the game there from Deshaun. I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing any of this. I'm not polishing anything anymore because we're no longer in the time of the season where it's okay to be 1-3 or it's okay to be 1-4 if you're figuring yourself out. Because I was watching yesterday a little different. I was watching yesterday, and at no point, no matter what happened, did I think the Browns were going to win. And you understand, I'm a pretty optimistic person when it comes to football, because football, even bad teams, awful teams, historically awful teams, luck or you know, educated wish their way into a win. But there is something about this team, and anybody watching it can see it plain as day. Your interpretation of what it might be is might be different than mine. Mine from JP, who's going to join me as co-host at 4. JP's from Kenny and Anthony in the morning to Jeff and Dan and Andy and Spencer and literally everybody we have with G. Bush, everybody that works here. We might all have a little different view of what it is. But winning is not the thing that matters right now. Whether that is an ownership decision, whether that's a Kevin decision, whether that's an ego decision or a hubris decision, the Browns played well enough to win yesterday. They had a chance. I mean, guys, it was, 20-13, and you had the ball. You had points right there before you got pretty much kicked out of the red zone because of stupid penalties. Where have I heard that before? Or bad play calling? Where have I heard that before? Or bad plays by Deshaun, or drops. Oh, we're just playing the hits at this point. So it's funny, like, I didn't watch yesterday mad. I watched it because that's what we do in Cleveland. I watched it because, I don't know, I like this team, but I do love several members of this team. I got a lot of good feelings about Joel Bitonio. I got a lot of good feelings about Miles. You guys know when Nick Chubb comes back, that's going to make me smile whether they win 49-0 or lose 49-0. But I think I've reached this point where I simply have to do with whatever this sickness is with this Browns team. I simply have to do with it what you and I did for about 5 or 6 years there when Jimmy Haslam first took over the team. I just have to wait it out. If that's Kevin Stefanski, I got to wait you out, bud. Sorry. You can tell me it's your decision to play Deshaun and only your decision. I don't know anybody believes you, but yeah, keep doing that. They can keep saying, hey, I just got to coach better, just got to play better, just got to execute better. Sure. But we're at a point where whether it's Deshaun, whether he's the number one problem, whether it's Kevin, right, whether it's a senior leadership that, quite frankly, is underwhelming, like today, Kevin Stefanski, the hardest I laughed at that press conference today was when Kevin Stefanski said, we got a good leadership group here. And I said, I'm sorry, good leadership groups don't go to 1-5. Good leadership groups don't do the finger pointing that I saw all yesterday. It was right as day, right? Amari drops, and I know the throw wasn't great, but Amari drops a ball that hit him right in the hands. And Amari's getting up, shaking his head. Okay, that's not worth $25 million to me. Hopefully it is to Jimmy Haslam. My hope is I don't have to outweigh Jimmy Haslam. My hope is I don't have to outweigh the Haslam family. I don't know I have those kind of years left in me, guys. Kind of treated my body a bit more like a toga party than a temple, okay? But the reality is, whatever this current thing is, it's not working. You can see it. I can see it. Anybody watching. And it can, listen, we throw out every Deshaun, this is the worst, this, that, and the other, and you wouldn't be wrong. But I'm not watching these games expecting to win. And that, the people taking victory laps on this are full of it. No one saw this team starting 1-5. Yes, there were warning signs. Guys, it's the NFL. There's no team that doesn't have Pat Mahomes on it that doesn't have warning signs. That's the beauty of the NFL, is that parity is what it is. And on any given year, you can go where the Texans were, from the number 2 pick in the draft to being, a number 4 seed and hosting a playoff game and then going to the second round of the playoffs. That's the beauty of the NFL. But right now, this season, you guys want to change the window dressing on this? Let's bring Jameis in. Who cares? It's not going to matter. You know why? Because the same things that have these guys infighting now, going to be the same thing that they're infighting about. It just might look a little different how you lose. DTR is not going to save it. No. The Browns clearly decided at some point that winning, whether that's Deshaun-based, who calls the plays, little things in-game, like, I don't know, covering the other team's best player. That's where Jim Schwartz has to take a little bit of ownership here. Whatever it is, they're not on the same page. And now that they're 1-5, what's the use? I really don't know. I'm not trying to be cynical, by the way, but the Browns played well enough to win, and I knew they weren't going to win. Now, it's not that I'm not used to that feeling, because I was about to say I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that being in week 6 with this regime. And so now it's, how do you save yourself? Now it's, who's going to be here next year and who's not? So now it is, do you have to outright release Deshaun Watson, or is he at least going to be playable at any point this season so you can try and get to the end of the season? Now it is, can we at least get back to the point where we look like we actually like to be in the same room with each other? Didn't think we were going to get here in week 6. Thought it might happen at some point. But now, everybody in that room, they only have to look at each other to see who could help bail each other out. 216-474-0092. We can admit it. That's the best total game they've played. The running game showed up. Admit it. You didn't think they had a chance to win that game last night, even when they had a chance to win that game. Nathan Segura, Browns analyst, will help make it make sense next on 92.3 The Fan.